Good morning, Devin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're okay. Hey, I'm wondering, do guys, even in a week where you're getting ready to take on your arch rival enemy, the New York Jets, discuss current events in the locker room, in particular this horrific story that everybody is mesmerized by at Penn State University? Guys talking about that in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got a little downtime. Guys will talk about a bunch of different things. You know, sometimes it's if we're just watching something silly on TV or talking about a college game. So, yeah, you're always talking about different things that are going on outside of football for yourself.
Can you imagine a set of circumstances or a culture that apparently existed at Penn State, to allow an assistant coach to do what he did for all these years undetected?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very sad story, and I think it's very tough for those kids that went through and had to deal with that. So my kind of prayers and my thoughts go out to just those men that have to, you know, grow up with that thought and all of that. I think it's very tough break and a tough situation at Penn State. And it seems like they're going forward and trying to deal with it and doing what they have to do.
Did you get recruited by Penn State, Devin?
No, I didn't.
No, why not? You weren't good enough?
I guess not. I mean, I've never even, talked to anyone from the school or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though, were you a big recruit? Did you get recruited by a lot of schools?
No, I had one offer coming out of high school.
That's it?
Yeah.
What happened? Did you trip and doing your 40-yard dash or something?
No, different times people think different of you. And coming out of high school wasn't the highest I was thought of, I guess.
What was the rap against you?
I really don't know. I mean, different schools say, you know, we like the way you play. We don't have enough scholarships. We don't feel like you're a scholarship player to come to our school.
Wow. And how about your brother? Was it the same way?
No, he had a couple more than me, but not many.
Was he faster?
No, we were about the same speed. He played all. I didn't play offense. He played running back in high school.
Hey, Devin, two losses in a row doesn't happen very often for the Patriots, and certainly three losses in a row, which would be unheard of for quite some time. What's the mood in and around the locker room with the team? People getting a little surly down there?
I think just anxiousness and excitement. You know, what happened in the past, and you also know you can't fix that or change it. So it's just, you know, guys wanting to get out there and get after it again, play another game, and go out there and just have that next chance to go out there and win. So I think guys are preparing hard and are ready to go and just go out there and compete and try to get a win and fix this.
You use the word anxious, and it's funny you should say that. Jets defensive coordinator Mike Pettine doesn't see the same ultra-poised quarterback in Tom Brady that dissected the Jets earlier in the year. Pettine said he believes the New England Patriot quarterback is anxious. Here's what he said about Brady. I think losing the center affected him. I know they have some issues there. It seems like he's a little anxious on the field. Do you see that? You play against him every day in practice.
Yeah, but I never feel like I'm in a position to judge him or anything. I think he's a guy that I learn a lot from, just the way he approaches, you know, coming to work every day and how hard he works still so many years in this league and so many different accomplishments. I think he's just a great role model for someone like myself. I just come and watch the way Tom, you know, prepares, comes ready to go and practices very hard each day, so I think he's still doing that, and I think he'll continue to do that no matter what.
Well, we know one guy who didn't do that. Just wondering, as a captain, Devin, did you try to get through to Albert Haynesworth? Did you shake him and say, let's go, we need you, get with the program?
I don't think it was that kind of situation. I think things really just didn't work out, but I think Albert came, and he worked hard when he was on the practice field, and he came, and he tried to get better each day. I think that's for everyone else to judge, but I think that's the feeling around here that, you know, he tried to do different things the way that we wanted him to and
really?
The way that kind of everybody does.
Well, how could that be possible if he's 6'6", 350 pounds, a great athlete, a strong guy, a former defensive player of the year? If he put in an effort, you couldn't use him? He couldn't help you guys?
I think, you know, just different situations and different things that happen throughout the game or throughout the season affect those things, but I don't think it's because of his effort or it's solely because, you know, he didn't give 100% or something like that. I think people have passed judgment on him that way, and they'll think that, but I think what's important is how we feel here. And
you think he gave 100%?
Yeah, I think when he was out there, I think he was out there trying. He was working hard. And now I just wish him the best on his next team in Tampa.
Devin McCourty, thanks for the time. Good luck against the Jets. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.